Thanks, Guardsy. We are here with the Golden Gopher quarterback, Tanner Morgan. And first of all, Tanner, as you and I talk on Zoom here, it's great to see you. We weren't sure whether we'd have a football season and an opener here tonight. And how happy are you and your teammates that, yes, indeed, you're on the field here and ready to go?
Yeah, Gerby, great to see you too. It's something that we're very grateful to have the opportunity to play football, because you know, for a while, we didn't know if we were going to have that opportunity this fall. So to be able to have an opportunity to play the game we love and to play with and for each other is something that we don't take lightly, and we're very excited to have an opportunity to do so.
What has the last 6 months been like, from when this all started and spring ball was cut short, to what your summer was like, to it looked like no season, then it looked like a season? And of course, I know you've had, you know, teammates that, you know, have opted out, teammates that have decided they're coming back in Bateman, teammates that maybe have a positive test at some point. I mean, it's been pretty pretty chaotic, it seems to me, here the last 6 months.
Yeah, it's definitely been a different 6 months for sure. It's been unique. But I think it has been for everybody across the country, you know, outside of athletics as well, too. And obviously it hasn't been traditional, but the thing that's been, you know, cool about it is, you know, we've stuck together as a team and we've done things for each other. We've had to find different ways to get things done, to accomplish things, you know, to accomplish our goal. But at the end of the day, we focused on now each and every day individually. And here we are. It got us to this point, you know, where we're getting a chance to play football, you know, against a very good team. So, you know, obviously that approach that we take one day at a time works, and it got us to this point right here.
You know, you talk about that approach and that culture, as P.J. Fleck calls it, and I get a sense there are a minority of people out there that kind of roll their eyes when they hear the head coach talk about the culture. But mm-hmm. Can you talk to the point of when something like this happens? Coach Fleck talks oftentimes about how the culture can carry you through. Does that really happen? Is that really what's going on here within your walls of your locker room?
Yeah, absolutely. Our culture is, you know, incredible. You know, and again, it's all about serving and giving, and about your response to things, and not about looking into the future, you know, about what may happen tomorrow, even tomorrow, what may happen in 2 days. But it's about right now, how are we going to get better today? We're going to focus on now. And for sure, the culture, you know, the row the boat and the hyper culture are definitely things that can carry you through anything in life, you know, whether that be a family sickness or, you know, just anything in general. The culture is definitely something that can carry you through.
And now you're ready for kickoff with the Little Brown Jug up for grabs. What did you know about the Little Brown Jug when you arrived in Minneapolis as a freshman? And what do you know about it now as you get ready for kickoff tonight?
Yeah, for sure. You know, when I arrived, I didn't really know much about it, but you know, our players and our coaches, you know, did a great job of, you know, educating us about it, and it's got a lot of history, you know, with how old it is, you know, being such an old rivalry game, and that's something that I think is so cool, just the pure history behind the trophy, the pure history behind the game, and you know, having a chance to play in a game of that historical, you know, presence, something that is incredible, and you know, that's unique to playing at the University of Minnesota, because you know we have four trophy games, and that's something that's great about playing in the Big Ten. And you know, we love the opportunity, and we cherish the opportunity to play for the Little Brown Jug.
Well, and I'm sure you've at least in your mind visualized the idea of running across that field and grabbing the jug. So let's say to get that to happen, what has to happen? We'll talk from your perspective offensively. What do the Gophers need to do to beat a very tough Michigan defense here?
Yeah, you know, obviously Michigan's defense is extremely aggressive and very well coached and talented. So, you know, for us, at the end of the day, it's not about, you know, the things they do. It's about controlling what we can control, you know, executing our details, you know, and playing with Al. You know, that's what our identity is. And, you know, we have to play with those things and execute the little details to be able to be successful as an offense.
How much with the new offense, obviously, I suppose there'll be a few new wrinkles that you can, you know, spring on them a little bit. But let's face it, the bread and butter of what you guys have done is kind of this run pass option. How much can that be or how can that be effective against what they do? Are there some places you can take advantage of them?
Yeah, I mean, it can be effective and against any defense, really. You know, being able to run the ball and have the option to throw behind it is a lethal thing, and can be effective against, you know, whoever you're playing against, whether it's Minnesota defense or, you know, anybody. So That's obviously something that we've been successful at in the past, and you know, something that we're excited that we have in our tool bag for sure.
I want to ask you to compare what it's like going into this season opener this year compared to last year. And I'll set the stage this way, and please take it in the spirit with which I mean it. A year ago, heading into the season, there were people who said, well, the Gophers are going to be pretty good, but we don't know much about that quarterback. I mean, he played four or five games last year. Well, now you got 30 touchdowns, you got 3,200 yards, your second team all Big Ten, you're on the preseason watch team. It's a little different heading into this season. Do you feel pressure? Does it feel different? How do you approach it now when you go from the guy that people didn't know about to a known commodity?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's not any different, to be honest with you, Grimmy. Because really, it's not about what other people say. It's about what the people in our program say about us. And you can't let that stuff, you know, obviously get to your head and affect the way you prepare, affect the way you go about your thing. So, to be honest, it's not, you know, any different. Just focusing on each and every day individually, and you know, being able to put my team in the best situations possible, and doing everything I can to help us win ball games on Saturdays. So, and Fridays too.
Right, no doubt. Three times this year with Fridays, including next week. Let me ask you too about how you improve. So you had maybe the best season in the history of the school from a quarterback, 3,200 yards, 30 touchdowns, only 7 interceptions, 11 wins, all that stuff. And is there a fine line between, hey, let's just keep doing with what has worked, obviously, and two, continue to grow the game a little bit? I mean, can you get too overboard with trying to expand what you do? And, you know, what is that fine line to, I want to be better, but man, you were pretty darn good last year, so don't mess with it.
Right, for sure. Well, I think, you know, at the end of the season, you obviously have to look at the things that are glaring that you need to work on and to improve on. But there's always going to be things you can get better at. But at the end of the day, you can't, you know, there's a difference in working on the things you can get better at and improving, and then completely, you know, changing who you are, changing your style, or, you know, doing stuff that's, you know, not who you are as a player. So there's always going to be things you can improve on, always. You know, we're never going to arrive as players, as a team. You know, our crack on our shoulder is pretty big. So obviously, I, the way I looked at it is there was a lot of things I could get better at. And, you know, that's the things we addressed in the offseason, one by one.
All right, last one for you, and share what however much info you want. If you don't want to talk at all about it, I would certainly respect that. But your offseason's been unique with your dad's health situation. And I ask this because Gopher fans, you know, love their players, and people want to know, you know, how you're doing, how your dad's doing. Can you give us an update and kind of let us know what the year, you know, this offseason's been like with him? And I saw him tweet the other day that all your teammates wrote him a letter. I mean, that's pretty cool when you got 100 guys having you and your family's back.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a weird offseason for sure in that aspect, but a lot of good things have come out of it. You know, through my dad's, you know, growth in his faith, which has been incredible to see, you know, as his son. And, you know, right now he's doing elite. He's doing really, really good. He's, you know, excited to come up to the game. But, you know, obviously one thing I'd want to thank all the Gopher fans who, you know, were reaching out, and, you know, praying for him, you know, wishing well for him, because, you know, that meant a lot to him. That meant a lot to my family as well, just how close, you know, Gopher Nation, Gopher family is. And, yeah, obviously, you know, when our players, you know, coach had the guys send him a letter, and that's something he'll never forget, and something that's really cool. And I'm expecting the next time I go home, those letters are going to be somewhere pretty visual that I'll be able to see right away. So, yeah, he's doing elite, and I just really thank everybody for their prayers and for their well wishes as well.
Yeah, and when I met him down at the bowl game, the pride that he had in what you have been doing, and really the whole family, you know, when we got to meet him there a little bit, you could tell he, you know, the interest he took in everybody. It wasn't just the son who's the star quarterback. It was the whole family, and you can tell that, you know, it was so cool to see that. So our best to him and to you, and let's go get a win for him and everybody else here, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Grimmy. Appreciate it.
You got it. Sounds good, Tanner. Thank you. All right, Guardsy, that's Tanner Morgan, the quarterback. We'll send it back to you.